You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Presented by the Salvation Army, help deliver food, shelter, and water to displaced Hurricane Michael survivors. To give, ask Alexa to make a donation to the Salvation Army or visit helpsalvationarmy.org. Doing the most good. Soyuz rocket failure jeopardizes future ISS missions, by Amy Thompson. A NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut were forced to make a dramatic landing after their ride to space, a Russian Soyuz rocket, failed minutes after takeoff. The incident caused the crew to initiate emergency abort procedures, landing a few hundred miles away from the launch site. Both Nick Hague and Alexei Ovchinin are safe. The crew launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan at 4:40 a.m. Eastern Time and was scheduled to dock at the ISS 6 hours later. But about 2 minutes into the flight, the Soyuz suffered an unspecified failure and the onboard computer initiated the abort. There was an issue with the booster from today's launch, a NASA spokesperson says. The Soyuz capsule returned to Earth via a ballistic descent, which is a sharper angle of landing compared to normal. Dmitry Rogozin, head of Roscosmos, Russia's space agency, has announced that all crew missions will be put on hold for the foreseeable future while the agency investigates the failure. The Russian state corporation, along with NASA, are already analyzing data to determine what caused the anomaly. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine and the NASA team are monitoring the situation carefully, the space agency said in a statement following the mishap. NASA is working closely with Roscosmos to ensure the safe return of the crew. Safety of the crew is the utmost priority for NASA. A thorough investigation into the cause of the incident will be conducted. This incident marks the first failure for the Russian human spaceflight program since 1983, when a Soyuz exploded on the launch pad. The two Soviet cosmonauts on board, Vladimir Titov and Gennady Strakalov, were able to jettison to safety. But it's also the second mishap in recent months for Russia's trusty Soyuz. In August, the crew members on board the space station discovered an air leak originating from one of the Soyuz capsules that was docked with the orbital outpost. The leak was eventually traced to a tiny hole in the Soyuz's orbital module. Crew members were able to repair the ship and no one was in any danger. However, the leak has been a source of controversy as officials work to determine how the hole was made. Russian media outlets have tried to suggest on-orbit sabotage, implying that one of the crew members on board ISS intentionally drilled the hole. NASA has refuted those claims, and Bridenstine is currently in Russia for the launch as well as to meet with Russian space officials. Currently, the Russian Soyuz spacecraft is the only vehicle capable of ferrying crews to the ISS. In 2011, NASA's fleet of space shuttles was retired, leaving the agency and others around the world dependent upon Russia for access to space. Commercial companies like SpaceX and Boeing are building NASA's next-generation space taxis, but they are not yet ready to fly. The first flights of SpaceX's Crew Dragon and Boeing's Starliner crew capsules are expected to take off next year. This failure raises serious questions about the future of the International Space Station, as the Soyuz spacecraft and rocket are the only means by which crews can reach it. It is not clear how long the Soyuz vehicle will be grounded or how long the current crew, American astronaut Serena Anon-Chancellor, German commander Alexander Gerst, and Russian cosmonaut Sergei Prokopyev can remain in orbit. They're scheduled to come home on December 13th, although it's likely their mission will be extended. Their scheduled replacements, cosmonaut Oleg Kononenko, Canadian astronaut David Saint-Jacques, and NASA astronaut Anne McLean, were slated to launch on December 20th, but as of now, their flight is uncertain, pending the outcome of this investigation. NASA is still working out the plans going forward concerning both the crew and space station. While the agency can run the space station from the ground, agency officials prefer to have a crew on board, resulting in an extended stay in space for Anon Chancellor, Gerst, and Prokopyev. Supplies on board are ample, so the crew is in good shape in terms of consumables. Transportation, however, may be a bit trickier. Each Soyuz spacecraft is only certified to stay docked to the space station for approximately 200 days. With their lifeboat's shelf life set to expire in January 2019, the crew could either be stranded or forced to abandon the space station. Both the rocket and the spacecraft to be used for the next launch are nearly ready to fly, however, so it's entirely possible that the next Soyuz could launch without people on board, serving as an extra lifeboat to fetch the current crew.